السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge, and actions which are accepted, and a good halal provision. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope you all have had a wonderful week and that inshallah you had a great time for Eid, inshallah. So with that, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah we are going to continue where we left off from last time. So that is Surah Baqarah verses 45 to 51, inshallah. So we're going to start first with the recitation. So if you all would like to open up your Quran and inshallah follow along as we recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون وإذ واعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 45 to 51, inshallah. So before we move on to analysis, I would like to go over a little bit about Tajweed theory. So the last few times, alhamdulillah, we covered the topic of makharij, And alhamdulillah, we were able to complete the specific area of the throat, or al-halq as it's known in Arabic. And we also started the topic of the tongue, or lisan. So we started off with the very back of the tongue, the area that marks the place where the throat starts. Last time we covered the letters qaf and gaf. So qaf is pronounced when the root of the tongue touches the soft part of the upper palate. And gaf is a very similar makharij. The only difference is that gaf touches the hard part of the upper palate. So qaf, we learned, is a heavy letter. It is part of khusad al-sinqild. So that is something to keep an eye out for. It is permanently heavy. And also, the qaf has a bouncing sound when it has sukun. For example, aq. So there is that slight bouncing sound that is called qalqala. Inshallah, we will learn the mechanisms of qalqala later, along with the other letters that have qalqala. But for now, we just need to know that qaf has a bouncing sound. Kaf does not have qalqala. It does not have that bouncing sound. So that is another thing that differentiates qaf and gaf. So the differences are that gaf is from the hard palate. It is a light letter and it does not have qalqala. And qaf is from the soft palate. It is heavy and it does have qalqala. So these are the differences between qaf and gaf. So that is just a small recap of what we covered in the last class. So today, inshallah, we're going to take a small break from makharij and we're going to go back completely to the basics. And we are going to learn how to read the harakat. How to read fatha, dhamma, and kasra. So alhamdulillah, I think everyone knows the sounds of fatha, dhamma, kasra are a, e, and u. So alhamdulillah, I think everyone knows that. That's something you learn right when you first start reading Quran. But there's something that we should be aware of, and that is that we don't make the sound majhul. Majhul means that the sound is unclear, and that is something we don't want. So when we recite Quran, our goal is to make every letter clear, obvious, and it should be very obvious what letter we are reciting. So when a letter becomes majhul, it is unclear what it is that we are saying. So that's why we want to learn exactly how to say the harakat, so that there are no majhul or unclear sounds. So we are going to learn how to say the fatha, dhamma, and kasra correctly. So for fatha, we are going to open the mouth vertically a small amount, and we are going to say a. So a, e, u. A is the sound of a fatha. This is a pretty easy haraka. We just need to be sure that we are only opening the mouth a small amount. We don't want to open the mouth too large. We're not opening our mouth all the way. We are just doing it a very small amount. So you can hear the difference if you do a small amount and a large amount. For example, if I say musaddiqa and musaddiqa, so the first one was a small amount and the second one was a larger amount. It's a very subtle difference, but you can hear that there is a difference. So one is a and one is a. So there is that small difference. So that's why we only open the mouth a small amount, not a large amount. So that is the correct way to recite a fatha. For kasra, the jaw will be lowered slightly. This is very important. It is incredibly common to hear people making the kasra sound very majhul. For example, if we have the word minha, a lot of the times it is easy to make the meem kasra majhul, and you will hear minha. So it's very subtle. Minha and minha are both different sounds. So the sound of a kasra, when you learn, it is, for example, ma, mi, mu. So it's not me, it is not me, ma, mi. So there is that e sound. It is very sharp sound. So for example, when we're reciting, we want to make sure we keep that small sound. So if we have minha, we want that mi sound. We don't want minha. A very majhul, like it's unclear, you can't clearly tell that there is a kasra here. So in order to get this slight sharp sound, we want the jaw to be lowered. And it's very important that we make sure that we are making the sharp sound. For example, again, we have the word wa'iz. So this is wa'iv, not wa'iv. Wa'iv is incorrect. We want a sharp wa'iv. So we want that E sound. A-E-U. So inshallah, that is something to work on when we have a kasra. So it is B, not B. So inshallah, that is the correct sound of a kasra. Finally, we have the last harakah, a dhamma. And when we recite dhamma, the lips should be completely round. So if we say oo, our lips should form a circle sound. So you can say it on your own. Look in the mirror to see exactly what shape your lips are doing. So sometimes we do hear that the sound is coming out, but our lips are barely moving at all. So for example, we can say o or like oo, but our lips are completely straight. So that is incorrect. There should be a movement of the lips. And for dhamma, the lips are supposed to be completely rounded. So the sound is oo, not o or oo. It is oo. So for example, if we have the word anfusakum, for fat with a dhamma, the lips should be round. Kaf with a dhamma, the lips should be round. Wa antum, the fat with a dhamma, lips should be round. So sometimes it is possible to save a dhamma sound without rounding the lips. But you can tell that the lips are not completely rounded because the sound of the dhamma is majhul or unclear. So that is the reason that we have to be careful that our lip movements are matching the correct way to recite these letters. So inshallah, it takes practice and you will consciously have to remember to round your lips or pull your jaw back. But inshallah, if you remind yourself to do it as you read, it will come more naturally. But inshallah, this is something, it's very basic, but a lot of the times it is not something that we consciously practice. So that is why I just wanted to go over this inshallah, that we are keeping this in mind as we read. So inshallah, with that, we can start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of the lesson. And we're going to start with verse number 45. So we start with the word wasta'inu. There is a sukoon on the scene, so there is a slight whistling sound. Wasta'inu. Here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. So here we have the word B. So again, we want the jaw to be lowered. So it is not bis sabari, it is bis sabari. Ra again is also light, so we want to pull back the jaw. And we want a V sound, not a re. We want a sharp, clear sound. Sabar, sad is a heavy sound. Wa salah, sad again is a heavy sound. Wa innaha, this is a two count med. لَكَبِيرَاتٌ Ra, sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, the Ra is a heavy sound. إِلَّا عَلَى عَيْن is from the throat. الْخَاشِعِينَ Lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. Kha is a permanently heavy sound. خَاشِعِينَ عَيْن is from the throat, so we want a slight constriction. And we are ending on a four-count med and a tawassut on the noon. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ va is a heavy sound. أَنَّهُمْ So here in يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ all of these, we want the lips to be round when we recite the dhamma. So inshallah, you can practice that on your own and try to make sure that your lips are round whenever there is a dhamma sound. So again, in مُلَاقُ we have ميم with a rounded lip. Qaf is a heavy sound, and there are also rounded lips because of the dhamma. Rabbihim, ra is heavy. Rabbihim, meem is a letter of tawassut with sukun. Wa annahum, meem is a letter of tawassut. Ilayhi raji'un, ra is heavy, and raji'un, ayn is from the throat. Yabani, this is a four-count med. Isra'ila, this is again a four-count med. Udhkuru ni'mati. Here, ayn is a letter of the throat, so we want tawassut. And we also want a slight constriction. Ni'mati. Allati, this is a four-count med because of that squiggly line, the sign of a med. An'amta. Noon and meem, both are letters of tawassut. Ayn is from the throat. Alaykum. Ayn is from the throat. Meem is a letter of tawassut. Wa anni faddaltukum. ف
Fa is light, bod is heavy, lam is light. Fa baltukum. So fa is light, fa is not a heavy sound, bod is heavy, and lam is also light. So we don't want the fa or the lam to become heavy. So we don't want khobboltukum. Fa baltukum. Fa and lam are light. Lam is also a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this. Tukum, mim, is a letter of tawassut. Alal alamin. Both of these are the letter ayn. They are from the throat. Alamin, we are ending on a four count med, and we are ending on a letter of tawassut. Wattaqu, qaf is heavy. So we are also rounding the lips on this qaf. La tajzi nafsun. Here there is a tawassut. So we are resting upon this hidden noon. An nafsin, we are resting upon this fa. Shay'an wala yuqbalu. So here we have the letter qaf. Qaf is heavy. We learned qaf also has a bouncing sound. That is a qalqala. Yuqbalu. Minha, noon is a letter of tawassut. Shafa'a, ayn is a letter of the throat. Wala yu'khadu, kha is heavy. Minha, noon is tawassut. Adalun, ayn is from the throat. Wala hum, mim is a letter of tawassut. Yunsarun, sad and ra in this case are both heavy. Wa iz, we are resting upon this dal. Najjaynakum, min ali fir'aun. So noon here in min is a letter of tawassut. Fir'aun, ra is light. In this case, fir'auna, ayn is from the throat. Yasumunakum, rest upon this mim, this is tawassut. Su al-adab, this is a four-count med, followed by the letter lam, which is a letter of tawassut. Adab, ayn is from the throat. Yudhabihuna, ha is from the throat. Abana'akum, this is a four-count med, mim is a letter of tawassut. Wayastahyuna, ha is from the throat. Nisa'akum, this is a four-count med. Wafi dhalikum bala'un, so this is a four-count med. Mil rabbikum, ra in this case is heavy. Rabbikum, mim is a letter of tawassut. Azim, ayn is from the throat, and la is a heavy sound. Wa iz faraqna, qaf is a letter of the back of the throat, back of the tongue, and it is a heavy sound. It also has qalqala, and ra is also heavy in this case. Faraqna bikumul bahra, lam is a letter of tawassut. Ha is a letter of the throat, and ra is a heavy sound. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِمْ اِسْتَوَسُّتْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا, we are resting upon this غَيْن, it is also a heavy sound. رَقْنَا, ra is heavy, qaf is heavy, qaf also has a bouncing sound, and we are ending on a four-count mud. وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَا, ra is light, عَيْن is a letter of the throat, there is a slight constriction. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, ra is heavy, ra is heavy, and we are ending on four-count mud. وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا, عَيْن is a letter of the throat. مُوسَى is a four-count mud. أَرْبَعِينَ, ra in this case is heavy. بَعِينَ, we are ending on, we have the letter عَيْن, so we are saying this from the throat, slight constriction. لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمْ, so we are resting upon this ذَال. خَ in اتَّخَذْتُمْ is heavy. تَخَذْتُمُ الْعِجَلَ, lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting. عِجَلَ, there is a slight bouncing on the جيم. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, عَيْن is a letter of the throat. بَعْدِهِ, this is a two-count med, so we are pulling this for two counts. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, ظَ is a heavy sound. And we are ending on a four-count mad with tawassut. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So the lesson is verses 45 to 51. So inshallah, I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.